Good morning, runners. Just wanted to give you a brief overview in voice if you wanted to find out more information about the course that we're going to be running on the non-UTA run on the weekend. So the event starts at 6 a.m. on Saturday with a race briefing, and then we will start in two wave starts, a 50 and a 25-kilometre wave, the 25-kilometre wave going slightly after the 50. It's a very similar route to the coastal ascent if you've done that, but there are key differences. So I just wanted to run you through some of those really quickly. From Dixon Park, we head straight on the John Parade. So we're going to run along the walking path, and then we're going to, just before the Blue Door Cafe, we're going to continue around to the right and then up into Jefferson Park, across Jefferson Park, and then up and onto Frederick's Scenic Drive, running along the edge of the road there until you get to what we call the top Merriweather car park, where you'll duck in and run around the perimeter of the car park behind the cars and follow the fence line up through a steep little park onto Lloyd Street, and then you'll turn left onto the Hickson Street stairs, and then you'll turn right and run on Hickson Street all the way up until the entrance of, or where we run into Glenrock, and so that's the Hang Glider Hill. So we're actually going to run down the new walking track, which has been built, and onto Burwood Beach. You run along Burwood Beach for approximately 300 metres, where you then duck into the trails. You'll take a left and then a right onto Bailey's Fire Trail, okay? And importantly, you'll then follow that around for maybe 800 metres or so before you then turn left on the start of Gun Club Road. So it's a really steep hill. At the top of that, you'll take a left and then immediately turn right and continue on Gun Club Road. At about 5 kilometres, you'll get to a junction with the easement trail, and you will turn left, and then you will run down and onto the Yulabar Trail. You'll cross a creek, and then you will continue to your right and then up and onto the what's called the Depot Trail, which will then bring you up near the National Parks and Wildlife Services Depot, where you hit Scout Camp Road. You turn left onto the Bitumen Scout Camp Road, and you run about 300 metres towards the Scout Camp, but you don't run into the Scout Camp. You've got to turn right at, I think it's Gardeners Link Fire Trail. You turn right, yep, that's correct, and then you run down the hill, and at the bottom of the hill, you turn left, and you follow that trail onto Dudley Beach, okay? Now, when you hit Dudley Beach, you've got about 1 kilometre, so you run all the way along the sand, stick close to the water where it's harder, and then you'll see a little arrow to point you up onto Bombala Street Trail. You'll run up onto Bombala Street Trail, follow that onto Bombala Street, and then you'll turn left onto Ocean Street, and you'll very shortly then come up to Ray Park, where there's toilets, and that's where our aid station is. So you can either go into that aid station on the way out or the way back or both, but the actual route continues past Ray Street, back into the trails, and out towards the headland, and you turn back. So it's approximately 1 kilometre past Ray Park, where the actual turnaround is, and there'll be like a large orange cone place there. You turn around and head home, okay? So it's exactly the same until you get onto Dudley Beach. Now, on the way back, coming down Dudley Beach, you have to turn left and run into the Dudley Beach car park, and then immediately as you pass through the car park, you'll then turn right onto Gardeners Link Fire Trail, and then you will run, you'll follow that until you then hit the left-hand turn, which you ran down before, but you'll obviously run back up. You'll hit Scout Camp Road again, and you will continue on, following back all the way, exactly the same, until you get back to Gun Club Road. So when you've run up the easement trail and hit Gun Club Road again, now on the return journey, you actually turn left, you run out and hit the bike path that runs along City Road. And this is where the route that you have differs slightly. So when I ran it a couple of weeks ago, and once you've come off the bike path, we did actually duck into the trail there behind the aged care home. But it's going to be a lot better for you to continue running along the edge of Scenic Drive and about 500 metres down, you'll then be turned right so that you can then run onto Bailey's Fire Trail. Okay, otherwise it's just too muddy. So you run down Bailey's Fire Trail. At the end of Bailey's Fire Trail, you'll turn left and run on the trail that goes around the sewage water treatment works plant. And then on the way back, you'll actually turn, just after you've gone past the plant, you'll turn left and run up a steep rocky hill, and then actually continue following a really steep rocky hill all the way until you get back up to the hang glider hill. So the return journey is that section there is exactly the same as the coastal ascent, but you don't go up the new path, you go up the trail and then you hit the hang glider hill and then you go home following the exact route that you came out on. So hopefully that just gives you a bit of an understanding of the course, and I look forward to seeing you there on Saturday.